I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey
of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 10th, goes to Matt and Adele Allen, both 39 years of age. Let me tell you something, man. I'm tired. I've been telling y'all this all morning. I've gotten 11 hours of sleep, including naps, over the last 48 hours. And for a man born in 1978, that's not good. So if I come across a little cranky this morning, it's because I'm physically tired, and I'm tired of you humans. Okay, I totally understand why they, whoever the hell they is, wants AI to replace us. Okay, in fact, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 over the weekend. Great movie, and I totally understand what the high evolutionary was attempting to do. I don't want to give the movie away, but it's made over $300 million globally already, so who cares? The high evolutionary wants to create a counter-Earth, a peaceful utopia filled with his genetic experiments. Okay, moral of the story, he wants to replace you humans because y'all really don't know how to act, and Matt and Adele are absolutely no exceptions. See, Matt and Adele believe in something called unschooling. Okay, they have 3 children, and they say they don't want to force their 3 kids to learn to read or write.
Hmm? What do you say?
I should have had Bishop T.D. Jakes. I should have asked him, does he think Jesus is ever really coming back? Because, I mean, why would he at this point? Okay, not only will they not force their kids to read or write, they even allowed him to set their own bedtimes, Envy. Right? They said the kids have no fixed schedule or meal times. I can't make this kind of stuff up, even though I wish this was made up. Let's listen to the mom talk, please.
We do not worry about them not being in school. I would worry about what they were missing out on if they were in school, actually, the complete opposite. Mm.
A conventional education, I'd say, is definitely failing a large majority of children right now. So to then, you know, go and accuse someone that opts for a different way to be irresponsible is is ironic to me.
Adele Allen, ladies and gentlemen. I actually agree with her in regard to the schools not being able to properly educate kids, are finding non-conventional ways to educate kids. I think it's so many other things that you have to teach your kids at home because they simply won't learn it in school. I've even thought about homeschooling my kids for a variety of reasons, but school definitely teaches your kids the basics. Can we talk about the basics? There is no world, any world, not this earth or the 5,000 super earths that exists out there, where someone with common sense would agree that us not teaching our kids how to read and write is a good thing. Okay, do you understand the level of privilege that one must come from where they can say, hey, I don't even care if my kids know how to read or write. They will be fine. I am from South Carolina, born and raised, a state that passed the first law which prohibited teaching slaves to read and write. It was illegal to teach slaves how to read and write. You would get fined and sentenced to prison if you taught slaves how to read and write. I can understand people having reservations on teaching slaves how to, you know, read and write because there was a punishment for it. But now we live in a world where people are willingly not teaching kids, their kids, how to read and write because they believe in what they call child autonomy. Matt and Adele, your kids are going to be stupid. They're going to be so stupid that they're going to go to the dentist because their Bluetooth not working. All right? Let me tell you something, man. Kids are kids for a reason. I don't care how smart your children seem to be. They have no idea how to make good decisions, okay? As parents, one of our number one jobs is to help kids develop the skills they need to keep themselves safe. How are they going to take heed to any warning signs when they can't even read the warning on the signs, okay? I know y'all all want to be progressive and you're letting your kids pick their genders and sexualities, which I think is also stupid, but do you really want your kids to identify as illiterate? Okay, how are they going to pick a pronoun when they don't even know what a pronoun is? Mm-mm. Okay, Matt and Adele said one of their kids didn't pick up a pen to start writing until they were 10. 10?
That's crazy.
Let me tell you something. You better unschool your kids because if you're not going to teach them how to read and write, this is how they're going to sound when they get called on the reading class.
Okay, so let's all open up our Reading is Fun books to page 69. Danny may begin.
Once there was a girl... Who can't even read.
Nothing is more terrifying than reading out loud in class, and it's terrifying for kids who know how to read. So imagine what your little dum-da-dum-dums are going to experience, okay? Your kids are going to be so stupid that they're going to walk around a library for an hour looking for Facebook. Listen, I don't claim to be the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. If you're new to the Breakfast Club, that's just my way of saying I'm not the brightest. But I do know that reading is not just fundamental, it's critical. You know that there are families out there struggling with the fact that their kids can't read or write? There's all types of reasons why kids can't read. Some folks have a family history of reading or learning issues, dyslexia. Doctors have learned over the last 20 years that there's a heavy genetic component to reading difficulties. In this case, for these poor Allen kids, it's all genetic. Because their parents are too damn woke and need to get some sleep. Just like I do. Please give Matt and Adele Allen the biggest hee-haw. No.
You don't want to play again?
Nope. I don't, actually.
You don't want to play again?
Nope. Do not. You should know what they are. The amount of privilege that is in this story that you could just say, hey, okay. I don't want my kids to read or write. It's okay. I'll let them figure it out on their own. You should know what this is. We shouldn't even have to play a game.
All right. All right, well.
Caucasian.
I know it's going to say that. I just want to play. All right. Yes. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. During the rumors, we tell you about Robert De Niro, 79 years old, welcomes his seventh child. We're asking, what do you think? Is that too old?
Too old to what?
To have a child.
No, it's not too old to have a child if your penis still works.
800-585-1051. But the life expectancy for men in the U.S. is 73.
He's over exceeded expectations.
Right.
But he's 79.
He's 79. But you know, it's...
Do we know
kids need a father.
It's not like... I don't know if the child was planned. It's just that his penis still works. He's still getting it. And how old is the baby mama? That's the question that we need to be asking.
We don't know.
You know, that's the questions that we need to be asking.
That is the question. Is that too old? What is your thoughts? 800-585-1051. Expectancy, life expectancy in the U.S. for women is about 79, 80 years old. For men, it's 73.
Man, you're thinking about the wrong thing. That man penis is alive and well. I don't care about when a man supposed to die. Okay? Man, that's what I got to look forward to.
Who gonna throw the ball around with the kid? Who's going to teach him how to act?
Whoever he paid to do it. That was Robert De Niro, damn it.
We'll talk okay. about it when we come
what
back.
What are you talking about?
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.